Pure Country 106.7. We are Acadiana's home of the superstars. Still wrapping up our coverage of Barry, and hopefully going to be done with this very soon. And with us on the phone right now is Sheriff K.P. Gibson, Acadia Parish. Sheriff, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing good. A little tired, but other than that, we're doing fine.
I understand. When me and you ate breakfast together on Friday morning, I have not been back home yet. So I'm sure.
I gotta tell you, I have been, but it's been sporadic.
Well, you know what? I gotta correct myself. Saturday morning, I did run home real quick, took a quick shower, and came right back. But that was pretty much it. But you know, overall, Acadia Parish comes through with minimal damage. And I know you just had a briefing with the National Weather Service. What can you tell us of what we can expect over the next 24 to 36 hours?
Sure. We've been having briefings with the National Weather Service at our OEP office twice a day, and we just finished our 10:30 briefing not too long ago. Currently, we are expecting between the next 18 to 20 hours a potential of 2 to 4 inches of rain this afternoon going into the nighttime hours. And during these rain bands, we can expect up to the area of 30 to 40 mile an hour gusts. You know, this rain has been very unpredictable, so I would tell you that this number could go either way, and it depends on how things flow with this system. If it shifts to the east or west more, it could reduce and or possibly even increase our number. So just be prepared either way for that aspect.
Right.
We also have seen an increase from a low to a marginal risk for tornadoes in the next 18 to 20 hours. We still have some very heavy bands offshore that we're not sure will make it all the way on shore or dissipate or shift either or. So it's still kind of a question mark with those bands. But I think the biggest part is that the heavy potential is gone, which is what stayed to the east of us, to our neighbors in St. Mary and Iberia Parish.
Well, and I know earlier today we were looking at close to 3,000 residents possibly without power from one source that we were looking at. And right now I'm looking at that same source and it looks like it's under 1,000 now. We can't wait till that number is absolutely zero. But hats off to Clico Energy and Slimco out there. And more importantly, to the public for heeding the advice of sheltering in place and getting out of the way of these power companies out there. How many have you had very many calls out during this event?
Yeah, we had calls coming into our 911 center, people reporting the outages and telling us, you know, that damages that they may have seen, trees or poles that were down.
Right.
So they played a big role in seeing it and reporting in place. This morning, we indicated probably about 2,000, give or take a little bit. And we know, like you just said, that number is dropping. And think about this, that, you know, we have damage, but if you really think about where the damage really is as far as, you know, the parishes we just mentioned in St. Mary, Iberia, maybe even Port Lafayette.
Right.
We're very blessed to be getting up so quickly. So hats off to those electric companies and anyone who came in, because I know they support each other and come in and sit and help. And we send out as well to help when there's power issues of others coming in to help out. So I think it's a really good sign. The other thing is tonight we're not going to place the curfew, whether in unincorporated and or in any of the municipalities. The chiefs and I have spoken this morning and agreed that we're not going to place it, but we still want to remind you that there is still a risk for debris, whether it be trees, poles, anything of that nature,
right,
to be in roadways while you're driving, because a 30 to 40 mile an hour wind can knock down these trees and so forth. Just if you don't have to be on the road, please don't get on the road. But if you must work-wise, take your time, give you some extra time to drive to work. And above all, please be careful, because the last thing we want is anyone injured. We've been very fortunate. We have not had any flooding or deaths. We've had a few homes damaged with some trees or branches that fell off that damaged homes, but no injury. So that's been a godsend.
Absolutely. And of course, I always mention that I live in Carrancrow every time me and you have a conversation. I don't know why, but we had a tree on the road going to my house fall over and take out a power line, and I just had the sweetest picture in the world sent to me by Jim Thibodeau over at Pelican Park. The crews are out there repairing the pole right now, so hopefully I'll have power in the next couple of hours, so I don't have to come sleep on your couch tonight, Sheriff.
Well, if you do, I'll make sure I leave a key for you, my brother.
All right. I appreciate that.
The one other thing we'd just definitely like to do and ask you to, you know, keep, you just pay attention to your local media sources. This has been a very unpredictable storm. There's still a lot of heavy bands that are in the Gulf that could dissipate, that could come on shore, that could go around us, come through us. We just don't know how to predict. I call it the Barry Primo storm, you know. So, but we just don't know how to predict it from there. And everybody's doing their best they can, but it's just been one of those storms that just, you say it's going to do this, and it says, okay, well, I'm going to show you I can do something different.
Well, absolutely, because last night we were here at the studio. You know, we had bunkered down on Friday, and like I said, quick run home, take a shower yesterday morning when we had a little lull. And then last night we went to bed over here, and it was pretty much, oh, we're going to wake up 4 o'clock, it's all going to be over. And it wasn't. It was even more major. And a lot of what happened while we were sleeping last night. We had a power outage out of our transmitter site. We were able to still stream online and keep that information going. And, over here at the radio station, because it seems like we're becoming multifaceted with what we do here with the websites and the Facebook pages and the social media, and you do the same thing with your social media with the Sheriff's Department, getting the information out to folks. We get that information out, and the beauty part about that is we were able to still update things even when we were off the air last night. So it's one of those things, and you know, I totally understood that when we called Slimco and they said we were power out and they had already pulled their crews off for the evening, it was like totally understandable, because I walked out the back door. I wouldn't have wanted my brother, or I wouldn't have wanted myself to be out there on a truck climbing a bucket tower in that wind last night.
Well, no doubt. You have to make sure the safety of your personnel and everything from there. And at the same time, you know, we want to make sure that we get things restored as quickly as possible. But, of course, as safely, because, you know, those folks have, you know, they have families. We want to make sure they make it home and everything from there. The one thing I want to encourage people, and they've been doing it very, very well for us, and I'm thankful for that. When we do put the post on social media and send it out to the various news organizations, they get that information out. Share it, pass it on. That's what it's about. We want people to know what's going on. This, you know, like I said, you know, we look great like it's just a thunderstorm or just a rainy day we're dealing with, but we still do have the potential for some serious storms to come through. So
absolutely,
please be attentive throughout the day and into tomorrow. And we should be seeing the remnants of this kind of ending towards sometime tomorrow during the day, probably end of the day.
Absolutely. And, of course, Sheriff, the number folks can call if it's a non-emergency to get a hold of you guys?
Sure. Non-emergency at our dispatch is 788-8772. If you do have an emergency, by all means, 911 is also the number to dial.
Absolutely. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us on the Pure Country 106.7. We certainly appreciate you being there for us, and we definitely appreciate your friendship.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right. We got more of your favorites coming up. Pure Country 106.7.